Give him a listen, we'll do that.
I don't know how to work it either.
I have no idea.
Miss Shirley.
What?
Miss Shirley.
Not having a friend of
us. It's recording, no?
Why is that?
Oh, it's recording. Could be.
To start about thinking about lighting up snares, offer from the point for it, especially with Cyril, stop in the Sigil. The Brighton and Chapters of Alpha Bays, turn our bottom, Nair Hanukkah and Mitzvah and Nicha, but it's based on Mirva Chutz. The Mitzvah and Hanukkah is with the Mitzvah to light it, it's light on the Pesach based on Mirva Chutz. That's one thing the Gemara says. The second thing, from Dor Balia, Nicha Bakaloin, if you live in that, upstairs and you light by the Kaloin by the window. Smuchel is just Rabbinus. So the Rishus Rabbinus see out too many so. The third thing Gemara says, B'shas HaTekonam Nichal Shulchanah V'dayari. If the time that's dangerous, you put on the Shulchan, it's enough. The Gemara makes three statements, and you have to go through each of the three statements. One statement again is that the Ikr Tekonah, it's light on the Pesach Pesach. The second thing is, Yidor Baliyah, you should light by the Kaloin. The third thing, B'shas HaTekonam Nichal Shulchanah V'dayari. What does all three mean? Let's start with the first one. Again, the first one is, what do you do with the Ikr Tekonah, it's Pesach based on me buckles. So if you want to follow the page of the page six, the page, it goes number straight down on page six. So what does it mean the feather based on my foot? So first my plug is over there, the mashing places, what's feather basement? Is feather basement a case of means your bias mamish? You actually understand the feather basement meaning you like the feather of your bias mamish. Mash NK Trace understands feather basement does not mean feather basement, meaning the case when you had no cluster. However, when you have a cluster, you light in front of the cluster by the Pesach leading towards Rishus Rabim. If you have a cluster, a cluster. If you have no cluster, the Pesach Beisai. To come down to Machlokes, what does the word thing more mean Pesach Beisai? According to Rashi, it means Pesach Beisai Mamish. According to Rashi, it means Pesach Chaseroi. Now, if that's what it means, so first, how do we pass in? So there are Rishonim, the Bialokal being down, three different Rishonim that hold that means Pesach Beisai Mamish. It's Rashi, it's the Ran, it's Lo's Ruo. So I've shown me for other Rishonim about it. And after the 11 Rishonim hold like Rashi, the Lotha is the light and the Pesach Beisai. The Shulchan does say a Tmiyam upon the Shulchan Aruch that there's so many Rishonim hold that way, why is it not brought down if I'll focus on the Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Oimim? Fine, so my there are new Rishonim, and it sounds like a Moshe even Chosh for it, that new Rishonim is that Pesach Beisai means Pesach Beisai Mamish. I'll tell the Shonim the Maisel, Tosfos holds is Pesach Chatzeru, if you have a Chutz, you light by the Chutz. And that's nice how the tour goes, and that's the Machaber, all the places, my local mindset of passing my places, Pesach means Pesach Chatzeroi. If you land on the entrance towards your Chotzer, if you have a Chotzer. Now this interesting Shaila, is Rashi going to be masking to be Tosfos, to be Yosef, if you if you like the Pesach Chatzeroi? And my favorite character, Tosfos going to be masking to Rashi, that if you like the Pesach Abayis, the Yosef by lying for the Pesach Abayis. So, if Tosfos going to be masking to Rashi, if you like the Pesach Abayis, so come along with the Heidegger explain. The Kaina, if you can see it's from Rishus Rabbim, yes. The Maestri Gemara says Pesach Beisai. Came along Taisa and says it's better Pesach Hatzeroi. But let's say you have a door to your house and then you have a chotzer in front of it. And from the door to your house, Rishus Rabbim can see. Numerous houses will have that way. Then also according to Taisa, your life for the Pesach of the Bayis, also your Yotzer. Your Yotzer Maestri, why? It's Pesach of your house that Rishus Rabbim sees. It's good enough. It's good enough. No problem. What about the Rashi? Is he can be masking towards Tosfos. Again, Tosfos says Pesach Hatzeroi is Rashi always be masking. So we show him in Akharim time that you could be Yosef. However, the Bekir Akharim say, but tonight, what is he say to Rashi? Rashi understands he has to like Pesach Hatzeroi, why he has to be nuked that it's yours. Therefore, if you have a chotzer, and you have your own private house, and you have a private chotzer, you light in front of the chotzer, it's nuked, that's the same guy's house, only person, one person's house, the chotzer is his. Therefore, you're going to Pesach Hatzeroi. Well, let's say you're a binyan mishutaf. We have a chotzer that's mishutaf. The two people on the chotzer, you lie on the chotzer, not nikkur whose it is. It's not nikkur whose it is. Rashi holds it not yoytzer b'alayim, but the Pesach Hatzeroi. Because part of that Dakota is be nikkur who exactly lit it. Be nikkur who exactly lit it. So come now, Betim Toysh's mask to Rashi, collide the Pesach basically if it's nikkur for Shusri Rabbim. And Rashi be mask to Toysh only if it's a private chotzer, and the chotzer's nikkur is coming from this bias. It's interesting, before the Migdam, which was out with the Shlaim and other swarm. They ask him, should you like by the Pesach Hatzeroi or by the Bayis? So he says, you could have called it Pesach Hatzeroi, but let's say someone already lived by Pesach Hatzeroi, you should light it by your window. Why? Because it's nikkur that's yours. Nou, eerst moest ik dat zo, zo wat voor mij doen. Ze is goed gezet als souvenir 2, ze moet souvenir 2. Meestal, de eerste wisdom of God zegt, ik denk dat ze ook goed rashi, rashi en roibu schijnen. Maar ik denk dat de Indian of part of Chilik and Mitzvah, part of Faithly, is dat de Psumanisa, en Psumanisa is coming from you. That's why, the core why, that those want me choshes, and for Rashi Shito, and also put up by the part of Faithly, you should be Nicholas coming from your bias. Once again, with the words of Gemara, that says the part of Faithly was Amin, that's Makhlogis, Rashi was Toshis, Rashi says it means Beis and Mamish, and the place can go, the Mechab, and the place can go, means Pesach Haseru. That's the first thing. The second thing says chotzer. What does the word chotzer mean? So everyone goes down the chadnish. The chadnish is big coming from Rashi that based on Menal from Bavatro. Over there, Rashi over there says, what is the chotzer? In those days, they had no light, and therefore Rashi says, Roi Tashmishon was done in the chotzer. Since they had no light, where they cook in the chotzer, where they play in the chotzer, where they eat in the chotzer, where they laundry in the chotzer, their chotzer was in essence an extension of the house. It's really one part of the house, except the house was covered and went to sleep at night, it was protected. And during the day, where were they? When they, since they had no light, everything was done in the chotzer. They will come along the chadnish and says, only in those days we have a chotzer, because when they knew that we have our Reik Tashmishim is not done in the chotzer, our Reik Tashmishim is done inside the house, they will say the chadnish, because there we have no chotzer. That means even though Taisha says, light of Pesach Haseroi, Eid Chalami, you pass like Taisha, you have to light the Pesach of your chotzer, that's if you have a chotzer. We have no chotzer. We have a courtyard in front of us. But not the chotzer Chazal is referring to that they did a rave tashmishim too. That's the kiddur of the chazashito and minig of Nebrak. The Maishas HaSheni, the Reskrov, and the Shlomo Zalman, and the Yashiv, they say the words of the Pesach was Pesach HaSeroi. We don't see any klal of any gedder what defines chotzer. Chotzer is a courtyard. Those are the words, what says is what it says. You're coming in the Chazanish of being Mechansha Chiddish and saying the Gedder is after Rav Tashmishon. Where exactly Chazal do you see that? And therefore they tie in the circle of Zayv. The Maisa, we do have a Chazar with Manenu. What the point of the Matthias? It is the Chazar. Therefore, Minig Yushalayim Kiyadua is like the Skrub from Zalman and Biashim. The Maisa, we do have a Chazar, and therefore you should like the Pesach HaSeroi. Our third thing in this Bible of the Gemara is now, again, we went through Pesach Beis Machlokes. Is that bias a chotzer? Second thing, once it's chotzer, do we have a chotzer not as machlokes? The third thing is, what is the Pesach? What is the nichol together of Pesach? So that's what the simple chotzer on the is that what the Gemara says Pesach. What does the word Pesach mean? If this Rav understands that Pesach means you have to have a tzuras of Pesach. Like in Mezuzah, therefore you'll see by Shiva Smir that they put up a tzuras of Pesach by the side entrance. They started doing that 4 years ago. Fine. For my sake, one you say is, the Gemara says, you have to have a Pesach based on or Pesach. So Pesach means a tzuras of Pesach. Doing mitzvah mezuzah, you have to have a tzuras of Pesach. That's the biskur of shito. A second shito, mamas mitzvah kotzer. The Rishon Mazalman shito is, it has to be the entrance way. Meaning, it has to have no tzura at all. As long as it's going from Rishon Mazalman to Rishon Mazalman, even at the end of a shul, a path, that means you have no wall there, no tzura there, nothing there. But it's going from the entrance way, from Rishon Mazalman to Rishon Mazalman, that is a getter of Pesach. Pesach does not mean the tzura of a Pesach. Pesach means the opening from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. What? From the path, not from the house. From the path going to Rosh Hashanah. You should light to the end of the path. Right. From on Rosh Hashanah. Right where Rosh Hashanah, that's where you should light. The end of the path, that's the most Sumanisa, that's where you light. A third Shito is in between this is Yashiv Shito. He understands you have to have a Surah of a Chotzer there, but it does not have to be if it's open, let's say the Pir Tlegami, that will not be a chotzer. For example, let's say he says you have three walls and it goes in a little bit, that itself makes it into the tzura of an entranceway, that lamais will be a tzura of a chotzer, going into a chotzer. Masha Engain, let's say the fourth side is open, it's a Pir Tlegami, there's no wall there at all, it's like an opening that goes inside, there's no tzura of a chotzer, and therefore you'll have to have the tzura in the back. It has to have a tzura of being a pesach of a chotzer. Therefore, he says, for example, if you have a mavar ba'alma, something that you, let's say you have steps or just a passageway going towards the door, mavar ba'alma is not a tzura of a pesach. It has to have a tzura of a pesach mamish. So it comes down to three different sheets. The Rizkuel says you need a tzura of a pesach. The Yashu says you need a tzura of a pesach or a chotzer. And Shlomo Zalman says the only thing you need is anything going to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like part of the study of the machlokes is do you take the words literally or not? So Mazalman is saying, the Maisa, the Yisoid is the Farsha Manes, that's like why light Pesach Chatzeroi. So that's the Yisoid, so what you do in the end of the Shul, that's closing to Shusharabim, so you go up to the sleep behind the con of Pasuk Hatzeo is what? The more the Perish Hamanas, where's the most Perish Hamanas? Then the Shril, right? Perish Hatzerapim. The sleep behind the con is what? It's by the leading to Perish Hatzerapim. The Beskuav and Avriashim seem to go, it's Pasuk Hatzeo, those are the words. It could be the sleep behind the con is what? It's Perish Hamanas. The Chazal Mesakin, Pesach Hatzeo, Pesach Beisai. You have to have a Tzua Pesach. What's Tzua Pesach? Either Tzua is a Pesach Mamish, or it looks like you're leading into a Kotzer, but Avam Alma doesn't count. That's the Chud, you study the Machlokes, you go behind the, what's the Svar behind the Tekono? That's Pierce Manas, then we should go at the end of a Shril. Or the Maitre, the Cycle Site, what was the Tekono? Pesach Beisai, Pesach Hatzeroi. Has to have a Tzua of a Pesach Mamish.
Why not Mamish
Ador? What?
Why not Mamish Ador?
A Pesach means opening, Pesach does not mean the door. It's a Delos of a Kotzer. As a Pesach, opening is you have to have a Tzua Pesach, that's the opening.
What does the field of Yash willingly,
what do you mean not Mamash? What do you mean not? You don't need to have a Mashkoi for top.
You
need to have something that looks like it's an entranceway towards the Chatzar. It can't be a Pirzo, it can't be a Mahavar, it has to be a Chatzar there. We'll get the case, you'll see cases where it's coming from. For sure, if you're trying to get the local, don't get down to the practical cases. But right now I'm trying to put them together. So Maisa again, the first chelik of the Gemara, we have three chelik in the Gemara. The first chelik of the Gemara says, what's that kona? The kona is mnich, a pesach, based in machut. And on the first level, there are three things, three machalik said. One is, what does that mean? Is it pesach based or pesach atzer? Machut Rashi and Toises. Over there we pass in Mekah Adin like Toises. The halacha is chaser. And the second thing upon this level, the Gemara is, we have a chos of Bismanenu, and the Chazanish says we don't. Ma'isim Nigi Shlaim is a Chazanish, the Chazanish is a Mechadish, and we do have a Chotzer. And the third thing is, what is a Pesach Beisai is Machalik, from Zal and Viyash, from the Biskurov, then Ma'isim Machalik is of Minig of the Yeshiva, a Minig of Yishlam, exactly what to do, is the end of a Shril, is you need a Tzuas of a Chotzer, or you need a Tzuas of a Pesach. Well, that's the first Chalik of Gemara. The second Chalik of Gemara, the Gemara says, what Mdor Baliya, Nich Al Shulchanoi, Mdor Baliya, what's the Lachal Nich, Vachaloi, Aslamucha, Lashusurabim. You live in an attic, then what's the halacha? You should lie by the window, some of the Shusha Rabbim. So what does that mean? So the way the Meshavuim example from the Beis Yosef, Shant Yosef, is that the case is basically someone who lives one house inside another house. For example, let's say you have a boarder. A boarder rents a room inside a house. So that's in the whole entire house around him is not his. The house is not his. What is his? Only thing is his is a house, except he has right there, but he looks to go through the house. That's what's his, the room inside. So that means what's walking out is not really his. So where, in his case, does he light? Mudar Baliya. Where does he light? He lights by the window that's by Rishas Rabbim. I'll pierce the Menais. Maisa, what's Nafkamina? But Menainu is a big Nafkamina from the Chazanish. Says all the Svarim. When the Chazanish, what happens? But then you have a Chotzer. The Chotzer doesn't count. So let's say your door cannot be seen from Rishas Rabbim. But so what are you? You're the Gemara's second case of the Gemara. You're facing Mudar Baliya. You're being blocked off from Rishas Rabbim. You're being blocked off from Rishas Rabbim, where's your light? By the window. Therefore, comes out this second level of the Gemara, Dor Baliya. Who's Dor Baliya? Everyone's Dor Baliya. If you're being blocked off, if your door cannot be seen from Rishas Rabbim, what exactly do you do? You light by your window. By your window. What? The door of your apartment is being blocked off by thoughts from the door of Rishas Rabbim, and the Rishas Rabbim cannot see that door, it's being blocked off, cannot be seen. You light by your window. Oh, so there's an interesting thing that Chazanish says, the Stifler and the Oznispu, that the Chazanish holds, and let's say you have a, give an example, let's say you live in a palm building, or let's say a two-family house in Flatbush. You have steps going down, you're on the top floor. Those steps, the Mavar Ba'amal, is both towards the house, and they can light also in the front. Even though those steps that are really not part of the house, because you live upstairs, but the Mavar Ba'amal is both towards the house. In that case, you light also in front of the steps. Let's say it's... But you're not on top, you light in front of the house. Ba'al is both of the house. Now, you can ask me a question before his mom is steering when they obey. I'll steer with Chazanish holds back to him again, what do you do? Chazanish says, we should light by the house. I'll say, look, so we have no chotzer, you should light by the house. Or Rashi says, we have a chotzer, then we should light by the chotzer. Chazanish says, that might if you have Mavar Ba'al, so you light the front, it's both of the house. Rashi says, you have Mavar Ba'al, it's meaningless, if you light by the bias. So mom says, switch sides. Unless they're talking about two different types of Mavaris, one's talking about the Mavaris covered, one's not covered, I don't think they're talking about different Mavaris, but the words that they use is, and this says,
that you'll have life by your house. Hikem Avarez, but the house you line in front of the Mavar. That's the words of the Chazanish. That's quote on the Ochus Zubaynu. The words of Liashiv is that what? You have life by the Chotzer, but how? It's Mavar Ba'alma, it's just a passageway that's meaningless. So why do you have life by the house? So come down the Mama, switch sides. No, a chotzer means it's a mavar means it steps going to one place. That's part of the house. It's part of the house. It's ways of getting there. A chotzer is a courtyard that's not a way to get to the house. It's a big open space that was not made to get the house. Could be, but that's not what it is. That's the definition. Not definition. No, the building's a mavar. When you have a lobby, it's not a mavar. It's better with a chotzer. Not a shutaf. Better with a chotzer. However, we don't use it as a chotzer, but it's not. True, you leave a vikes, you leave one thing, you leave your soul there, you might make you. Fine, but etzem, it's a chotzer that we don't use. It's not a mavar, then the old days, what would they do in the old days? They would use a mamish. A mavar, it steps, don't you? In the old days, it was mavar balmo.
Steps in your apartment. Steps, just the steps.
Steps should be a mavar balmo at the bottom, yeah. Well, and that's the second case of Gemara, the Gemara says, and what happens in Dor Balia, what do? You lie by the window? According to Chazanish, if you have no chutzpah, that's not much case. Just lie by the window. The Gemara says the third case, with manna that's dangerous, leave on the table, that's no. So first you have to find what the word sakana means. Those ones saying that means sakana mamish, or makudra, or krovla sakana. Well, how big the place can go, there's a ritual on the sugya. The ritual on Chaval Chabay is very important ritual. He says, the Gemara says, Nichol Shukhana Vidayi. In fact, the ritual, if it's Pekuch Nefesh Mamesh Pshito, of course. What were you thinking? If it's Pekuch Nefesh Mamesh, Avadu Nichol Shukhana Vidayi. What's the Gemara coming to tell us? Come along the ritual, and he has two Jerusalem. One test, he says, come and tell you in a case where it's come to be damaged, either it has a Gemara or Tzair HaKuf. In that case, also, Nichol, in the case of Sakona, Sakona means even Mitzad Eva, Mitzad Tzair, but does that mean it's Mamesh Pekuch Nefesh Mamesh? That's also Nichol and Sakona. It's one thing he says. Void him down from his Rebbe. Also, if the wind's going to blow out, the rain's going to put out, it's also nichol the get of sakona. So, it comes out, what is the get of sakona? It does not mean sakona mitzad koch nefesh. Sakona means it's not able to light there. Not able to light there, why? Because something can damage you, and they can break the menorah, because the wind's going to blow it out. So, if I have to buy a case to protect the wind from blowing it out, but they can get a case to protect the wind. So, sakona means what? Not the economy sad you go. The economy is it's not possible to make the mitzvah, which is very hard to make the mitzvah in that place. Any place is dover dochuk to light over there. That's nichol neged of the economy. Fine. So again, so the economy means any place it's hard to light there. Now let's first take two cases. One in America. Let's say Pasha in America is a place of the economy. Let's say let's assume it's the economy. Why? Because the government is making money. Or they're going to seal your window or break glass. Out of habit of mind, you used to buy every year eight cases and eight menorahs. Why? Because you want to lie outside, the time to lie outside, and he knew the crime came and broke and stole it and destroyed it. But he bought every year those amounts, he wants to lie outside. He's Mekai in the mitzvah. Who says Mekai in the mitzvah lying outside? Who says Mekai in the mitzvah? Because outside, Shas inside. What?
No,
it's right for half hour. Yeah. Oh, it's an outside factor. He's got to live. He lived for a couple of hours. That's what he did. He lived for a long time. The first half hour passion was early in the night. It got later people thought it was away from him. What? No, he gets good 2 minutes. So my Pasha Gemara and Nachum Hay and Shabbos, the Gemara brings down an Amoy over there, they might see a little outside of Shas Sakonel. The Gemara is discussing over there, can you bring it in on Shabbos, it's nice and Muxo. The Gemara says, can I take some of the Shimon B'Shas Sakonel, can you bring him your Menorah? The Pasha says, the Gemara has a case of Amoy and Maestro B'Shas Sakonel, a little outside, and they bring it right from Losh to Gemara. The Gemara says, Nech HaShakonel V'Dayoy, it's enough. What's V'Dayoy, it's enough? I mean, Devado, maybe you could light outside, you should maybe even light outside. But the Maestro is enough to light inside, and therefore B'Shas Sakonel, we're carrying the mitzvah inside. The people that are praying to say, B'shas Zikono, Islami, let out to the Mekai in the mitzvah. Now the Shalos Be'ikir and the Gerech to us, Svakert. What about if you light, you're supposed to light outside? Or you Mekai in the mitzvah lighting inside? The Mosul, let's say in a place no Sakono, Me'er Shorim, Hanof, Zibiro, Malzafna, a place with no Sakono, Pash is no Sakono. If you, the Gemara says, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to light on the Pesach, the Pesach, Chatzeri, and you're doing what? You're lighting inside. What's the B'shas Zikon you light inside? Who says you Mekayim your mitzvah lighting inside when you're supposed to light outside?
The window is cold, right?
We'll get to it later. So the way the Olim said over, the Yeshiva said over, Derech Hakira. The Hakira is, what was Chazal Masakin? Is Chazal Masakin, you can light anywhere. However, the list in the Brisa is giving the Adifus what's better to do. It's better to light first outside, then if not that, by the window, if not that, then at the table. But Avada, there was no neuter kono. Avada kono was to light. Kono is to light. Then we have a defense how to light, of Hakir. The kono is to light, peasant basoi. And then along came along the Chazal made nocha the kono. And if just the kono, mlechal chukono v'dayo, given a second the kono. How was it, the chachom misakin it? Was it one thing to light, and I was saying, where is it better to light? Or no, chachom misakin, where to light? The misakin light in the peasant basoi. That's the, again, what exactly was the chachom misakin? Misakin, one thing to light, shall is where? Or the chachom misakin, no, to light. Exactly where. However, they have, and if not this case, then Shaskonam Lecha Shachonah Vidayi. That's Machloikis. Or Shaila at least. So let's divide up in different levels. First, what about Bismana Gemara? Before we get Bismana there. Bismana Gemara, Ayyoito, Shaskonam, Shloib Shaskonam, to light it on inside of the table. Lecha Shachonah Vidayi. So first, they tie it before Shirishwa just mentioned before. The Rishwa says, the Gemara says, "Shalaskan liyach shchonav edayo." The effect of it was koch nefesh, poshit, avadik lay on the table. Alamayim, one of us be, must be mishem tzad aguf, mishem evo. What do you mean poshit? I have to tell you that what do you do? You lay on the table, you become your mitzvah. You might think, "Fine, koch nefesh, don't let outside." But who says there's any point letting inside? So we see from the Ritva before Shiritva that says, "Understand, pashas a sugya that bismana Gemara avadik lay inside." And not only that, he is asking, was the Gemara telling you to leave, put on the table? It's possible to leave it on the table. Okay, it says, no, you should put it on the table, even Mokum Sarah of a cup of your, even Al-Tezek. So it comes out, there's a ritual before Shiritva, they bring down, they kind of, no one seems to argue this ritual. And the ritual says clearly, with Manak Gemara, you're inside. And therefore, the laws, and Moshe also declares, what Pshat is Hakira, and Moshe writes in Igris and Dibris, he says, we do not see anywhere in Chazal that they made two separate akonas. The only thing we see that they all make a deepest word light. They don't make two separate akonas. Therefore, Moshe says, originally the common masakin, what? To light wherever you want, with a deepest to it. Therefore, Moshe says, you yotze anywhere. Anywhere. You light a table, you yotze, you light by the wood, you yotze, you light outside, you yotze. Shlomo Zalman goes this way also. And the Dolos Marsham goes this way. The Shulchan Aruch goes this way. They also, the Shtrumach, they say, everyone agrees the yotze inside. This is Mana Gemara. Everyone knows the yotze. Meister Moshe himself brings down, he says, you read a Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, you don't seem to understand that way. The Goyin among the Rom disagrees, it says, Bismana Gemara, not Yotza. So the Machlokes Meister, Yotza, Bismana Gemara, inside or not. They have an interesting Gemara, a Taino. The Gemara sounds like, you're not Yotza, Bismana Gemara, inside. The Gemara says, what's the Halacha? Is Halacha it the Mitzvah, or is Halacha it the Mitzvah? Is it lighting it the Mitzvah, or putting it down the Mitzvah? The Gemara says, what's enough? I mean, for example, let's say you light it inside, and you put it outside. The Gemara says, look, also cool, you did nothing. You lit inside, you put it outside, you did nothing. Why did you do nothing for? You lit inside, the kind of mitzvah lighting inside. So those one time, it says you lit inside, put it outside, you did nothing. I lit inside. Elamai, you're not, it's not anymore, you're not yaitza, lighting inside. Why is it kind of outside? So they have to answer this kasha, different ways of answering it, Moshe to two or
three. Doesn't matter, it looks like you're holding yaitza. Well, it
looks
like you're doing it right now.
Fine, therefore it's nothing. But when you lit it over here. Now you took it and you moved it. So when you moved it, you did nothing. Very nice. But Maestro, you lit it inside. So Moshe says, either the case is where you lit it inside, you have no kavan to the kind of mitzvah inside, or you want to say, is it the appearance of Mafreya, or those want tiny, you have dots to move it. Different ways of answering this Gemara. But Maestro, everyone deals with the Gemara. It's Machlokes again, it's Mana Gemara, or Yotze inside or not. The Rishon says, yeah. But those Maestro, the Gun Lechor, as far as, no, it's not that way. A second stage, the Wabba Bizmana is there. After the Chomim made up the Konon, that you can light Mishas's Konon, Nechel Shulchan Avedayi, then also, what about then? Are we Mekayim the Mitzvah? Why the Numus Rishonim come along with the Baal Itter and he says, the Maestom, in his times it was not the Konon. He says the Baal Itter, the Maestom, why we know you can light inside? His words are, Ba'ach Shenogu, after Konon Nogu. Once we have a Minig to light inside, we keep the Minig around. That means, again, even if you want to say there's a second Konon over here, what they're going to what? Light outside. Came along Chazal later on the different doors. It said what? Nechal Shulchan Avedayi. Fine. Come along Numa Shushainim. They tie in the Akshav Shinogu. Once you know after Khan to light inside, Nogu, we're not that way. Shalal Itter, it's all the Moya, Bishwala Rakat, Tani Abbas, if I didn't say this thing. And therefore, Dain Weiss and others say, Avadik Bishavik upon this. It's Mephosh Rishainim. So again, are we yoita inside? Bisman Gemara, it's Machlokes. Ritva says yeah, and those are passing like that. The Moishu from the Zalman. Even if you want to say not the way like the Goyim, the Maisa come along again. We should show them say for Achshav Shnagu Nagu. Therefore, those one time, Avada yoita. If you let inside Avada yoita the Kol Hadayis, maybe it's not the Hidra. The Hidra should be outside. The right yoita the Kol Hadayis. Maisa is brought down the Kutz of Moedim that the Pesuk grew on that way. Allah the Maisa, he says, if you light out inside the Menachem Mitzvah, you have to go light outside. Rabbi Asher says, you have to also go light outside. That's Maisa, the Chomer said, sorry. So it comes along, they ask, I the Maisa, where do you think we're showing? So first, how Rabbi Asher says, we show them, they say, V'Asher Shnogu Nogu is Dafka in Chut Florence. Dafka in Chut Florence, why? Because there's always this man, Sakona, it's now a Mokka, now a place. We have no such thing in Eretz Yisrael. So first, Rabbi Asher knocks away those Rishonim and says, V'Asher Shnogu Nogu. Why that Dafka Chutz Lo'ez not Eretz Yisrael? Again, they ask Rabbi Asher in Eretz Chutz Lo'ez. Let's say a mokum nav sakana, certain place in the Borough Park. Let's say or Monroe. Let's say nav mokum sakana. Is it better to light inside or can light? It's better to light outside or can light inside? So many places are allowed to light inside. The Ma'aser Roy doesn't say little get a pshat sakana allowed to light inside. Rabbi Asher says it's better to light outside. Again, yoyt inside. Why the Asher shnagu nagu? So Rabbi Asher says, in the first line, it's better to light outside, where it's not for Mokma Sakana. Mokma Sakana, maybe you shouldn't. But not for Mokma Sakana, Rabbi Asher still says better to light outside. However, then you have Aksha Shnogu Nogu. What? I don't know. Okay. Rabbi Asher says clearly not for it. The Istim is Yura instead of Adonak. That's the Ikemitzvah. So once again, so we have Machlokes Bezmanenu among the Gdol HaKoyim with the Yoyte, not Gdol HaKoyim, the Heinig HaKoyim with the Yoyte inside the Nash. Again, the those want taina bismanik moi yoytzer. Those want taina even bismanik day yoytzer. Come along with the ashes that grew up, and they want taina. You're not yoytzer inside. Why? Because the Eretz Yisrael is different. It's not mokum sakana. Therefore, you have to light outside. Now, how far do you have to light outside? Is the bracha vatol or not? So it's brought down in the Pesukim Halacha that the Betzim should be on shash bracha vatol. Shash bracha vatol. And the Pesukim also held the shash bracha vatol. Therefore, why do you have to light outside? Now, for those who want to tell you, this whole time Achleikis is dafka when you light at your table. The Yashul Chana Vedaya, why? Cannot be mefarsh in the nest. If, for example, when a melter gives over a share, he says over, Elvi, if you light by the window and you have less than 20, it could be everyone agrees that everyone agrees by the window. And the Lashon told me, say over, it's Efshir Chutzpah Gadol Echad. Maybe, except for maybe one Gadol. Fine. Why Efshir? Because they say over, the Yashul doesn't want to say it anymore because he's going against the Ritva, to push Ritva against him. Again, this is what I'm still saying from Yashu, but he does. If you ask him, he won't answer you anymore. He won't give you a straight answer. He says, I'll keep telling you, you should write outside, outside, outside. Let's go to Rachel, I'll tell you, he won't answer you. Maisa's against the ritual. Fine, so he won't answer you straight. Fine, but Sefkel say, from Maisa, the Swarm doing now still from Yashu, but lighting outside, even by a window, if you light by a window, also not Makai the Mitzvah. Also not Makai the Mitzvah. So therefore, what comes out? So in the third level of the Gemara, let's have to also mention this one more sheet, to be fair. There's an interesting by Yeshua. He was our best of Tel Aviv. The Dvar Yeshua Shita is that the letters, where the Liyashu writes the letters to, he's writing to the Dvar Yeshua. He's writing to the Dvar Yeshua, is an interesting tshuva, a couple of tshuvas, about in Eretz Yisrael, not only the Eilal light inside, you now allow light outside. You're not Makai the Mitzvah outside. He's coming to the Gemara of Ksuvas and Adalas, that once came along Chazal and they were open to the Kona and say to light inside, you have a chif light inside, anyone lights outside, not Makai the Mitzvah. No, he's right on the Yishlaim. He said, don't say why the Gdol Yishlaim do it that way. As he says, Maisa, you have to light out, you have to light inside. Now, the Yashiv writes to him, and he writes to him about it's not that way. He comes and answers Pshan like Moksubis, and the Ikatan you can say against him, Rashi doesn't say, Ikatan is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, where should you light? Shulchan Aruch says, light outside. Now, Shulchan Aruch asks this Malik Gemara. Again, the Shulchan Aruch and all the places where Shulchan Aruch keep the words of Gemara, if it's where should you light, on Pesach Pesach. Shulchan is going against him. So again, everyone likes Shulchan Aruch by Yeshua, and they said, you have to light inside. Mind is against all the place, given the Vatican Soul against Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi was writing to him, and that's where you see what Rashi Shita is in this Shuvah. The Maestro Vadi, you can light outside, before that's a better thing to light outside. So it comes down again, this third Chelik the Gemara. The Gemara said, Nich, after Chon of Vidayari, by Sakona, what does that mean? By Chus Loretz, Avada, you can light outside, and Kai the Mitzvah, however, you can light inside, even with Man Sakona. If it's not Bizman Sakona, many clients also light inside the Chutzpah, it's the Maisa, but Asher still says better to light outside. We're not knowing that way. In Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that Rav, nearly Rav Rishonim, Rav Rechonim, seem to understand you eat to any place you light. However, again, Rav Asher and the Rav Rishonim seem to say that if you light If you light inside, not Mekayim the mitzvah. And they seem to say, even by a window. Even by a window, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, even though the Pesachim and Issa, still not Yetzer by a window. But I count the sugya. Now let's go to the cases. First case. Let's say a person has a dira that goes, mamish has a door, goes, some kind of dira or apartment building in America. Their door, mamish goes straight to Shisra Abim. So where's she light? Very simple. Where's she light? You have everything. You have Rashi, you have no chotzer, you have chotzer kvesa, you have toisvis, you have the chaznish, you have the skrull, you have shomazam. You have a door going through Shisra Abim straight. You have all sheets of mamish light by the door. Don't light by the door, that's being ridiculous. No one is not getting, except maybe the Vayishu, but again, don't be kosher to Vayishu. A body light by the door, that's bullshit. That's simple.
And the door goes to the back.
Oh, so now, Shal, let's say you have a door going straight to Shisra Abim, the guy's dealers are housed in America, or not in America, let's say housed in Eretz Yisrael, they have a door, mamish going straight to Shisra Abim, or a door. So without a chutzner, even with a chutzner, or if it's a private chutzner, it would be the same thing. Should be the same thing. What? According to the Tosfos, the chutzner, according to Rashi, it's also. So again, you'll get all sheets unless you know the Torah better. I mean, if you have a private chutzner with the Torah Pesach on, it's like in Beit Shem, not Beit Shem, but Shuvah Fat, all these other places, they have a private chutzner with the Torah Pesach, the Imam should get all sheets lying on the front. Take that back. Another way. Take that back. Schleif by the door. Himself tells me what he do. He lights by the door, even though he has a chutzner. If he gets all the sheetahs, he kind of, because he has his door can be seen from Shisra Abim. He built a special way. When he built it in contracting, he made his door in a special way. It's just that the Shisra Abim can't see it. He lives the light of the door. Gets and all the sheetahs. Well, because he can't all the sheetahs. Fine. So again, that's what you should do. Let's say you have two doors. Let's say you have a door in front, door in back. It's like Shabbos Manenu. Like Gemara says, if someone has two doors, all up there is you have on two different sides. All up there is you have to light by two doors. Why Shabbos? Maybe not Mekayim the Tekana. It is Shabbos Manenu. So Rabbi Loi, the same of the door, the mice is Masopik. However, the Ikka among the Paisim, those are all mice from Machmir. But Ikka among the Paisim, they are Makel. And why they say, what's all Shad? Because the person thinks you don't light. Everyone knows in Minig Yishlaim, everyone lights everywhere. Everyone lights inside, outside, window, door, they like two, three, one, whatever, sheet of everything. Since everyone lights everywhere, the mice says, no Shabbat when they do. No Shabbat. If people know you live there, you don't light. Here, everyone knows you light everywhere. That's not true. Mice says, they say, but when it's from the east, mice from Zama, says, no Shabbat is when they do. They asked my master, yourself, you like to, one on one side, one on the other side. Yourself, two out shot. He says, yeah, I'm being machmer myself, no one should be machmer. My thing goes, oh, everyone jumps him, everyone looks at him, it's fine. No, also, if you light outside, everyone lights everywhere.
Why don't
you call it no shot? Because if you see a guy by his door, they didn't light, what do you think? He didn't light? What do you think? He went this way, he said, that sheet, he doesn't know, he's not being what? What?
The only
woman there. They knew where the light is, it's not there.
I thought they knew the sound
Myers Ayin. Did the Myers Ayin actually? Did the Myers Ayin. Today is not Myers Ayin. It's just like we know that we have today certain things that are melted in Parva, no Myers Ayin. We get the Sugya and Bez Ayin. Sugya Myers Ayin. Certain things are known about, no power Myers Ayin. Here, everyone knows. Everyone lights everywhere. You look at a building, you see even lights every place. You see the entrance of a building, you have three different entrances, and each one has a different layer. Fine. If Ik again, the place can say that there's no Shabbos Manedu. If you want to Chajak Shad, Avad Lachor, one there is enough, and only one there Lachor if you're Meshaktiv, and one there for the entire, for everyone in the apartment, Lachor, one there is enough. Fine, that's one case. Let's take a second case, a regular apartment building. Let's say first you live on the second floor. Live on the second floor, you're less than 20. I moved apartments. I measured yesterday, I'm below 20 called all sheeters. Just made up for Baruch Shem, below 20. Fine, so I'm below 20 called all sheeters. So now, what exactly should you do? So first, again, we have the chaznish that says we have no chotzer is one negative. What it means you have no chotzer, so what does that mean? You have no chotzer. So the Sharm Surim Balach, not Sharm Surim, the Sharm Mitzir Rav Kaplan, he wrote to the Chaznish, and he asked him, might have Shash Brach Lotol, he said, yes, Shash Brach Lotol, if you like for the chotzer. The Sefer Dei Lamash also says, Loi Mahani Klal. That means according to the Chaznish, if you like live on the second floor in a regular Bidin Mishutaf, what do you like? You should light for the window. Why? Kim Dor Baliyo. You like that downstairs of Shash Brach Lotol.
Why is that?
What?
Why do you know why?
No, because why you have no chotzer? You have no chutzner. According to the Chaznish, lighting down tears of Chashash Baruch Hu Atola. Watch. That's not a chutzner. Vice versa, let's take it another way. Minigishlam is not to be all for the Chaznish. So let's say you want to lighten the Pesach of the chutzner. So if you lighten the Pesach of the chutzner, according to if you want, sorry, other way. Let's take on the chutzner. You want to light upstairs, get the Chaznish. According to those one time, the Asher says lying by the windows, and also Chashash Baruch Hu Atola. You have to understand, that means you have, according to Yashiv, lying upstairs, even though below 20, those ones say by the window, call day is Yitzhak. But let's say you go to Yashiv, you're not Yitzhak lying by the window. Why? Because Moshe says, Pesach Beisoy. According to Yashiv, lying upstairs, the Chashash Baruch Hu Atola, according to Chaznish, lying downstairs, the Chashash Baruch Hu Atola. Let's make it even worse. Let's say you live in the fifth floor. So the second floor, the Gitaini below 20, and the Gitaini, call day is the Yitzhak by the window. Could be, you can argue the point. But life, let's say you live in the fifth floor. The fifth floor certainly is going to be a machlokes. The fifth floor is not lighting by the windows, no psum nisa. There's no psum nisa. According to Chaznish, that doesn't count. The place of Ikka say. They want to be star fifth floor. Ikka, that doesn't count. It's not Tushas Rabbim. Not Pismanes. No. No, he says, when you should light upstairs, what's better by the door or by the window? How much is a better light by the window? But the people leaving it around to other things. But a vada is not the Ikka psum nisa, Tushas Rabbim. If you can light upstairs, what's better, light by the window or over the door? But the Vada is no similar to the rabbi. That's the people
have.
What?
I
don't know. Moshe Svarev Kneged. Now again, he holds when you light inside, he says, by the window, by the door, for people around you see, you should do whatever is more for Suminisa. More for Suminisa is things around you. But the Maestro, that's not for Suminisa. That's what I'm talking about. It's just the rabbi. Therefore, live above 20, they are Vadiyah Machlokes. They are what, according to Chaznish, you light upstairs, and you light by the window of the buildings around, and no buildings around, and you light by the door. Why? Because Mopsim and Yisrael. According to Shav Zalman, according to Briash, you have to light downstairs, you light upstairs, Shash Baruch Hu Atala. So what exactly do you do? So, I thought by now I'd get clearer, but the only thing I get more confused by the Torah, and learn this numerous years, and my side, I don't know. Mama should know everyone what he should do, and all the time right now you have to get above. I know what Berkowitz says, what I do, he himself lives above 20 lights inside. I know Reuben, he says, light downstairs outside. So everyone has to go with the above exactly what to do. You have to know each one's a bayah. But Shtubach and Shubach got it right, what you do, you should light one. The halacha is you should light one. Vadi can tell me, Shabonos, Shabonos, Kulo. However, he says that those who are machmir to light two, and then he gets about, if you light two, we should make the bracha, what to do. So my sir, the halacha is a vada, the halacha is light one, but Shubach is light one. If you want to light two, the light one. If you're of or two, and I'll tell you exactly what's better to do. Now, then, Harbim Ne Yeshiva, and they tell you the Maestro, no, you can light two. No, you can light two. Rabbi himself, no, you can light two. Rabbi Shlomo himself, no, you can light two. The head of Das himself, he lights three. He lights three, but alright, because you have to mention. No, he got to light one. He's a sheet to light one.
Below 20,
so again, above 20, call a day to the machlokes. Below 20, then those one time is also machlokes. It's brought down the Matina Allah that just came up with the Ashiv. Even below 20, by the window, you're not Makai Mitzvah.
So,
it's
like
two of
that Shasta.
The Ashiv, according to the Ashiv,
right
inside
the Shasta.
He won't answer you straight, but the Maestro is from slowing down. He says, and he says he doesn't like it. He wants it to be written in the Kiddush, the Nuksav Yad, it's the right and the safe room, we have to search for it. Yeah, the new Mitzvah is on Shabbos, but they didn't have it for 25 years ago. So yeah, I'm not sure what's the ritual. No one has another Rishon to say it. He's the
office.
So fine. Let's say light two. Let's say one we laugh with. Again, Havne Yeshiva light two. People think it's just us. It's a chumrah. It's narish gate. The Maestro, you have a Chaznish on one side, and Chaim goes that way, and you have the risk of and Yashma on the side. It's Makriya, Havne Makriya. Unless you have someone who can't remember you. So it depends. You're going to point to Shomazama, point to Yashu. Point to Yashu. Shomazama is close to possible to Shomazama. Point to Yashu. We have this two of Lent and Jink in the concert. The Vara doesn't count. Point to Vara, point to the Yashu doesn't count. Shomazama, the Vara does count. You lie in front of us.
What do you do?
Told that those are life cults. You go to Pumbling and Harnov, they're usually like three different sections, and each one has usually two or three members. And Harnov, to get to the door, there's a main thing, then there's another, and everyone likes it, every place. Why? It depends on you. Only two. So, Michael, let's say you like two. let's say you lie two. You mach with lie two, again, the halacha is you lie one. You want to be mach, the Torah mach usually to lie two. Again, the purpose of the chas v'shalom is to be mach when you lie one. But most of those who just lie one. So, now if you lie two, where should you make the bracha? So, everyone I think knows the client at risk. Let's say you buy an esrik. You have one beautiful esrik, Givaldik, with chas v'shalom, because it's morkov. You have an esrik that's vadek kosher the kol ha'days, however, it's not nice. It's vadek kosher, however, it's only b'di'evit. Versus a case that's mehudu ma'oid, but it's a sovuk psul. Which esrik would you take first? Which esrik do you take first? So right away, a person thinks right away, what should you take? You take right away the vadek kosher. You kind of be making a bracha, you won't be mastic, take the vadek kosher. And then they take the sovuk psul that's mehudu ad ma'oid. Come on, Chaim, say it's du fakir. Du fakir. Why? Because you cannot make the hit of the mitzvah after you make the mitzvah itself. You make the mitzvah ready, they can't do the hit afterwards. Some of you can't do the vada kosher first, you make the mitzvah. So the hit afterwards, not telling the mitzvah. The hit will come on the chaim, so you take the sovuk psul first in the hit, then you take the vada kosher afterwards, and that's not a hefsek. Why? You can't be oisik in doing the mitzvah. First trying to do the hit, you can do the hit, then you do the vada kosher. That's from chaim esuk. Come on, Mishtrabach and Shuba, we're discussing about the case of Manoah, he says, avada once. But if you like to, and when you like to, what should you do? So he says you should like make the bracha once yoytz lekuli alma first, and then do the hiddur second, like a chaim. What is that there, Shlomoch? He says inside the kol deis yoytz, because he goes like a moish from Shabbos and like the ritual yoytz kol deis inside. So he says therefore you should make a bracha on the outside one, a bracha on the outside one, and then go light on the inside. Why? Because that's going to get the chumrah of the chaznish. What? Again, it's chazdish, kind of mitzvah, fine. But you might, but if you become the call of days, if you come inside, you can tell the hiddur is light outside, right? According to the Briashim, outside is the correct place to light. Let's, according to Shtrobach, inside is the call of days, and outside is the ik better, the ikitakonah, it's light better than the that's the ikitakonah.
The hiddur? The
ikitakonah? According to Shtrobach, goes like a moshi, you eat the call of days inside. Outside is a place that's better. That's better.
Yeah,
No. According to Shabbat, he's not going to the Ashram. He's going, inside the Yoytzo. What was Zmanic Gemara, he said. Let's take Zmanic Gemara. Shabbat saying, inside the Yoytzo. But outside is the correct place. Inside of the Evid, outside is the Iker place. So once the outside is the Iker, you have to do the Iker first. It's like a Hiddur. No, again, it's the same thing. Outside is the correct place. Where's the correct place for life? It's not a Gemara.
If you're
according to Shemach lying inside the yitz, right? Is that the right thing to do? It's much better to light outside. The Gemara says, by the way, so therefore, that means if you light outside, it's much better. That's the hit. That's a better place to light. You have a light inside, you can't light outside anymore. Not kind of mitzvah anymore. You already did the mitzvah. If you light inside, you're going to be kind of mitzvah. So lighting outside, you get no hit in lighting outside. It's better to light outside. If you can't, once you light inside, you're not going to do anything correct. What? The ikim suvin is outside. The Gemara says it's light outside. No, once you do the kind of mitzvah, like you have vada etzer kosher, you already took the etzer vada kosher, but you can't do the hit afterwards. Therefore, Shlomo Chayit, they spoke about. He says, Avada, what do? You light the menorah outside with the bracha, and then outside, then you light inside. They light inside. Well, actually, maybe we have no bracha with my name. So the Rina and the Alokha, and the Rina and the Kibruin, by Hilton's brachas, you learn Tech Matheta, Alisa is not a hefsek. Don't worry about Alisa. Alisa is not a hefsek. You can't talk, what should you do? You light all the neighbors, they discuss even the shamans, passionately with the shamans. Then you run, you don't sing a nurse low, no, and you go and you walk or you run right away. My kids love, they run right down, and they and we go like, fine. Fine. We'll see. So that's what Shulman says. Therefore we just light outside with the bracha, run, we have six, not say nurse low, light inside, then say nurse low, after like last candle, before light the shamans, something in nurse low. Now, let's first, 2 points on the Aron Shoga. First of all, he's assuming the call that he's inside. That assumption, according to Blashev, is not true. That means the whole entire won't work out, according to Blashev. Aleph. Bezis is an interesting Rashi in Erev and Nafnun. Blashev is discussing a case of a person who, when he's counting Meister, and the 10th one is going to be Meister, 11th one is going to be a carbon Shlomim. What happened? The 10th and 11th came together. It's not sure which one's a meister and which one is shlomim. The locha is he has to be machmir in both. He has to be machmir in both. That means he has to bring them both as a carbon shlomim, make it tiny, bring it in sochim, and say the sochim. If this one's a shlomim, this will be the carbon, the sochim will be on this one, if not, it'll be this one. It says you have to also do the case of tenuva of chazar shayik with smicha. You have to do the tenuva on the smicha. You have to put your hands underneath it on both animals. Put your hands upon it on both animals. It says Rashi to God is to make a bracha when you do this on the tenuva of the smicha. Make a bracha. Come along, Rashi's words are libi omer. My heart says the edim of bracha tenuva of smicha. Why do I have a bracha of bakala? You have two animals in front of you. One shlomim and one zvaisa. Question is, you make a bracha, and then put your hand in the one, and then put your hand in the other one. So Rashi knows it's a hefsek bracha vatala. Libi Oimi says a bracha vatala. So Maitre, of course, the kashrim shtomer, for shtomer, for real is kashrim chayim. Chayim is saying by an esek, what do? You take the suffix, mohoder, that's psul, on page 11. Suffix mohoder, vade mohoder, suffix psul you take first. Maitre, Rashi saying that what Libi Oimi is a hefsek, it's a shash bracha vatala, Rashi saying. Might be Rakhma Tala, so how can you do it that way? Kashanum Chayim. So the challenge is how to answer it. So the newest Svarim, Beskrov, and Obiashim, and Sliyezer, and the Mkhazkal Abramsky, and the Moshe Salvechik, and others, they all want to answer with one tarot. The one that you say is what? That the whole of Chayim is Dim Yuchad and Esrik. Why is it Dim Yuchad and Esrik? Because this way Esrik is, you can do the Lachad, you can do Zech Hazer. You can pick up a Lulav and put it down, the Esrik down, the Dasim down, the Rovas down. You can do a Zech Hazer. So what happens over here? You have the three minim in your hand, you pick up an esek that's maybe not a kind of mitzvah, so fine. So we might see the other three minim in your hand, put the esek down, pick up the other esek, your zech hazeh. The zech hazeh is also a kind of mitzvah. The input is next to the heftik, it's being oisik in the mitzvah. Masha enkein, by the case of the carbon, you put your hand on one, that's a heftik, there's nothing to do with that. That's mamsh, no shaykh to the mitzvah. The input, you say this teret to come out by menorah, what should you do? You should have you should not do like a chayim by case of menorah. By chayim you do like only by an esek. Why? Because there it won't be hefsek. However, here it will be hefsek. Therefore, whatever is yoytz l'kol ha'der, you should make the bracha inside and then run down and light outside. So I went over to a shul look at esek and went to the Rashi Nerifin. They told me there's only pasuk like Rashi. But the ma'aser, the others of the pachter, they want to make like Yerushalayim. They smile against it. They're torn in the tefillin. So then I told Maisa, I started pushing him, I told Maisa, these are truths from all the other Gdala Akhoinim, it's Liaz, and Liashim, and anyone, the best grew up, told me they're all wrong. All wrong. Why they're wrong? Were they wrong? He said that Allah love Zech HaZeh is a Dim B'di Yevet. Mechaim is talking about Mechaim B'di L'chadchilu, not B'di Yevet. L'chadchilu, not B'di Yevet. So Maisa, after I say this, my flick is, if you do Zech HaZeh, about this B'di Yevet. And by what happens if the, is it B'di Yevet by an Esek or when it says Zech HaZeh, is it Dimdi Evid by the other minim or that by Lulav? If you make a bracha, Shekhi Shem doesn't smell until that's Lulav. The Lulav had to pick up first. That might be a concern in Zech HaZeh. However, it says the Chalkis Yaakov by Esek is Lachatchila Zech HaZeh, not a problem. So Shumach, you got to write in Shumach on Hovid, the Moedim is Malam, Zech HaZeh by an Esek is also by the Evid. So he says, the Shittos, I write, it can't mean this is the Teres. My Shittos, you can tie in lots of others, like the Chalkis Yaakov, and Brayish, he writes, Zech HaZeh is only by the Evid by Lulav, not by an Esek. Fine. So I asked him, I said, what's the teretz? So what he told me, and so after those that three, and the Gruitz, which Rav Gay said, in the back of the Shalmanis of Brothers, or the new prince, there's a letter over there from Gruitz, and he wants to say a different mahalach to answer Rashi and Ervin. He wants to say, forget, it's not Dim Yuchel and Esek, it's Dim Yuchel and Kodshim. Why Kodshim? Because all mitzvah best is Dim Lagavro. The mitzvah of Kavonis is no chiv you bring carbon. When you bring a carbon, the carbon has to be brought, how? With these tanoim, putting your hand, tenuva, smicha, with the bracha, the tanoim is upon the carbon. That chiv put upon you. So when the carbon is brought, the chiv upon the chepta, how to bring this carbon to this chepta. So therefore they want to say, Rashi and Erev is going dafka by the din of kodshim. Smicha and kodshim, then when you bring this, how you bring it. But that dim yuchin in you. Rashi and Esek, you have to do the mitzvah. So to be oisik in the mitzvah, we don't care if you took the stuff still first. You're trying to get it into. So come out this way. If you go with the mahalach of a shterma, come out, then what do you do by menorah? If you call there, it's the inside, you can chami, make the bracha outside. So it really depends how you answer Rashi and Ervin, what mice you should do by a menorah when you make a bracha. Point of stomach to make the bracha outside if you call there, inside. If you go like Rav, seem to stand out the way, the Biskrov himself didn't go that way, and the they understand the territory of a kid, Dim Yuchad and Esrig to come out, we should make the bracha inside. However, all of this is with that nocha that you're fine. The bayah is, again, so according to Shlomo, would you like to make a bracha outside? Baya is now. Let's say you go the din of the biskurov is din miyuchin esek if not yet Rashi libi oimer the shash brachol vatol. Why? It's a brachol vatol. If you should not do the hefsek. Let's say you go with that malach. Now what do you do? Now when do you make the brachol? Inside going to be hashiv brachol vatol shash. Going to chaznis outside the shash brachol vatol. You go with this mahalach the shash brachol vatol like Rashi. It's a din miyuchin esek. Chur, will you make a brachol? Chur, you can make a brachol. So when I went to a melech, I told him I got this problem. I live here, Shash Bracha Latala. Can I make a bracha? Has anyone make a bracha? If anyone likes to, how can you make a bracha? Just tell me no. Avad, if you have a real solvent, can you make a bracha? Except, Etzim, what's everyone doing? Everyone really has a psak that love for the whole Iker. What is the Iker? And that's Echanami, and that's who you should make the bracha on. The other one, the Chumma be Chosh with all the Shito. The Chumma to be Chosh with all the Shito. However, Echanami says, the Iker, Echanami, if you have a real solvent, you can make a bracha. Everyone really has a real halacha. Everyone has a real world, the thing that passes. Go to Rav Ruben, he'll tell you to light one. Moshanshel, Minstak, for years, he always lit one. I told him, go to Rav Ruben, I'll tell you. Why? Because Moshanshel went to Rav Ruben. Told him to light all in front. He had steps coming out of the building. Mamash in front, Mamash in no man's land. He lights Mamash at the end of the shul. So I told him, I guarantee you go to Rav Ruben, if you ask, you should light two, I'll tell you 100% to light two. You just ask him, if you light one, where should you light? So I went to Rav Ruben, I think 2 years ago, and said, should I light two? Rav Ruben said, Avadiyah. And there's a locha and there's a vada, which he likes too, he himself likes too. Fine. Yeah, now he does. My says, again, the Sefer of Berkowitz, the newest people know when he asks them the locha, they'll tell you where to light. If you ask them which you like to, a vada should light too. I mean, the rumor holds where you light like the Tzomazam, all in the front. El, you like to, which you like to, what's the locha? Whatever, you should, we might do the other one, you should like to maybe. Or Shtumach again, he said, the vada locha is one. If you ask for Shtumach, I'll tell you one. If you ask him which you like to, 100% you should like to. Out of that, I'll tell you that same thing. So again, so Vada, Pashas, everyone has their halacha. Therefore, where should you make the bracha? Before, if you go to this malach and not crash, you wish you make the bracha. You should make the bracha where the kind of mitzvah baker. You said that the dinner rashi, the dinner yuchel and esrik, should make the bracha. Let's say you hold kol day, hold yoyt, and so you go like a moisha. You have a ritva, you have a shalom azal, but you have the place in Zalenu, go with the yishon, like the ritva says, yoyt, or can even tie up action, shnog, or nogu. Therefore, where should you make the bracha? Where's yoyt kol day? Or where you paskin? Where's that? So again, the Musa Kama says inside. Therefore, we should make the bracha inside, and not to look at your stomach, light inside, and then don't light outside. Again, make the bracha inside, light inside, we have to go down outside, and light outside, to be choshish for Rav Yashiv. I hear what I'm saying, again, my time we're going to call this here inside. We have to have this terrace in Rashi, not like your stomach, we should make the bracha inside. Boys, I have another reason, because this makes my wife and kids more Hanukkah and everything more Shabbat. That's another point always taken into account, I nearly. What? I'm saying the only one should hear what I just said, yes, and take it into account. Now, let's just, I'd like to end off one more case to discuss what exactly happened in Yeshiva. Since I know we only have one book here, but Mike, I think if you schmack what exactly happened in Yeshiva, since everyone was welcome in Yeshiva, very fascinating, Yeshiva Smear, what happened there? The first Yeshiva Smear, their windy light, again, the Smear has everywhere. Now, let's take certain places. Certain people light from the dorm room in the hallway. So what in the world is that? So first, let's analyze what is a Yeshiva. Let's take Yeshiva Smear first. Is the Yeshiva one big happy family? And everyone has their own room. If Etzim is one big happy family, it's one big house. Well, if I care that the Yeshiva is best, everyone has their own private room. It's like a bit of a shutaf. It's like any apartment building. So let's take Yeshiva Smear with Holocaust first, without any other Yeshiva. Went over to Rabbi Chodesh, asked him who's the room. Tell me, it's all mine. Chodesh, we have these mine. It's all one big happy family. It's all mine. It's mine. I was telling him up, obviously. Fine. So I asked him, I said, so lying in the hallway is my much meaningless. It's nothing. Think about it. What in the world is that? That's nobody. It's nothing. It's like, fine, lying on the table. It's not worse lying on the table. It's not bad lying on the table. It's nothing. It's lying in the hallway, which is nothing. It's a melt said, yeah, he has no idea why anyone lies in the hallway. Fine. So the Maisa, so it's about Chodesh, so why are people lying in the hallway? The Maisa is your Yeshiva. I smacked them the roots. So I asked him, where was the Kenyan? Don't worry. So I asked him, and what happened after Hanukkah? You got it back? Yeah, only Makta for Hanukkah. I mean, and one guy in the room who lights down says, you want Makta? The other guy, you want Makta? Yes. Now, did he? Don't know. In the event, maybe he used Makta. Fine. Again, lying in the hallway, tied down the mice, and they have a diet, and the Roy Pisces can say, Yoit anywhere. Again, they have a down the mic, the other way, so Yoit anywhere. Fine, beside it. Now, again, Chorus, there's no Yoit there, but mice, I would not like there. Mice, you have so many other choices I would not like there. What they're doing, don't understand. Fine.
No,
next option.
Doing the right thing?
The right thing, no.
Oh,
I messed around. No, you got who? Tell me who it is. Rav Nachman will tell you no. Wait, he'll tell you who. Rav Eliyahu will tell you no. Who? Rav Berkowitz. No, the mice are live by the window hall pop. You guys have to have mamash the hallway and have windows outside. I don't know what's going on. The mice won't be happy. Again, they have doors outside. Even our Berkowitz, though. Even our Berkowitz. Because why? The mice, if it's one big happy family, live by the door, there's mice. I don't know. Fine. So, mice, next. Now we have two entrances in yeshiva. Let's analyze two different entrances. Let's take the main entrance, the one that we have right over here. So, first, in the entrance, mice, you have a door to the yeshiva. Then you have steps going down, then you have a wall. The wall and the steps, the guy sits himself and sits in, then you have the wall, then you have outside. So my so where, let's analyze where she light. According to Chaznish, you have no chotzer, you should light by the door of the yeshiva, unless you want to enter the Alma, she might be lying in front, maybe it's not Mabar, it's uncovered, I'm not sure. So my so let's say Chaznish light by the door of the yeshiva. According to Shlomo Zalman, whatever is Mopsum needs, you should light in front. According to Yashiv, Lechura, nearly, it's not a pier, so you have two walls, you should also light in front. On the wall itself, with no lights. I'm saying with no lights. When I was a bacher, someone took up to the ashram, not during Hanukkah, passing by, she was smear, and asked me to light, pointed on the bottom, the light on the bottom. So when I was a bacher, before the United States, in front, mamash in front, where the wall is. So my said, after the guy started lighting in the front of the ashram, said, they hopped and he pointed, mamash, she was there, he saw any light, and he set the light there. My said, the Talmidim of the ashram went to him and told him, explained to him, it's Mavar Ba'almo. So and finally, he was masking. They explained to the Matthias and Levar Alma. Therefore, they said the body should lie by the door. Levar at the bottom of the yeshiva. So the baya is tried to yes, the Talmid of Lamaisa. First of all, before 4 years ago, before the police threw everyone out, everyone was developing everywhere. Now the only guy gets his chus sitting there. Guy, why? I'm not sure. Lamaisa used to be this. Everyone used to sit there and sell things, cake there, and everything was there. So Lamaisa, why the Talmidim says Levar Alma and Lamaisa guy is talked there and was there. And I don't know why it's not worse than the other. Chotzer. Fine, they want to say something about Amalek as the note to about Chotzer. Therefore, they want to say light by the door. Now, it could be again, according to Tais, you go to the door. Why can't be seen, which is your Rav? According to Rashi, you go to the door. According to Tais, you go to the door. According to Chazish, you go to the door. According to everybody, you go to the door. Except the child, what's better to light by? Everyone holds you go to the door. If I can't, like, think about it, everyone holds you go to the front of it also, by the Chotzer. Except you want to say about Amalek, doesn't count for the Rashi. But the mice again, you can tell me that the reason why they pick the door, why a person should light by the door. And again, even if you don't want to accept the yashim, my vav ba'alma on the floor, but lying by the door, you get called a deus anyway. Lying in front of that, you have a problem with chotzer, you could have had a kind of mitzvah. So fine, lying by the door, you get called a deus, say, maybe again, the yashim maybe will not hold that way, but Nachman says to hold the light up there.
There's one house
inside the door. There's one house inside the door. So, right, you lie by the door, the chazan is lying by the door. Fine, now let's take the other entrance. The other entrance caused, I think, 4 years ago, a big tumult. Because Nachum and Balibach, you do whatever you now put up the Surah Tepecha. Now, Baron Chodesh stands and yells at him, at least for a couple of years, and Nachum stands and yells at him for two different reasons. Nachum stands and yells at him and says, no reason to put up the Surah Tepecha, anyway, you have to light in the front. Why? Because that Lamaise is a Surah Tepecha, and that whole time I think is a Chotzer. Nachum holds the main entrance is not a Chotzer, but on the other side is a Chotzer, and he yells at him, and your mama, she's wasting, she was money, is doing nothing, it's meaningless, you have to light in the front anyway, and don't put up a Surah Tepecha, and don't put up the Mezuzah, don't put up anything over there. My Chodesh yells at them, you should not light there because Maisa, although she was living in the mirror before you, and they're all either by the window or the door, they didn't like it, they didn't do what you did. And Maisa, what you're doing, you're going against somebody with a yeshiva smear. So each one yells at them for the only reason. But Maisa, Abai Bab, put them into his bed, that's why. Ultimate screw up. Ultimate screw up. No, so again, Lachura, if you like, if it's a big happy family, Pasha, you're kind of miss for anywhere. Shells, what's better to light? And two. According to Chazanish, no. According to Biskrov, yes. So again, before all doors by the yeshiva, before you, the kind of mitzvah, the shell is what is better. If you learn one big happy family, Talmud, once he's mapped the room to others, he messes it up. Baron Chazanish, that's my problem. He makes it a bit mishutam already. So he mamish makes sure the chotzer according to Chazanish, or according to, he knocked away the chotzer according to Rashi comes out. I did not say that. You want Chazanish, Biskrov, the Chiddush. I'm not sure. Yeah. Best place before for the Shoshana Pesach?
Best place to light
Best place to light one up in the front also. Fine, you want to go ahead and finish up? Yeah, fine, light for the door. Best place for the door. Then you have, no, so actually, I mean, then you have to screw up, but the problem is you don't have the Chazanish. You still slide for the door. No, no. Again, without Baron Chodesh, when he mocked the room, he knocked away Mamash Love and Rishonim. Not Baron Chodesh knocked away Love and Rishonim when he did. For the pleasant pleasant, you should also lie by the door. Even with the purpose of the pleasant, still lie by the door. You should lie by the door. And after the visit to a bed, maybe also still lie by the door. Still lie by the door.
The door means what?
For the yeshiva, front door. No, right now to the side door. Valvar put it to the pleasant.
No, this is the front door.
No.
The
door. No. Nachman says, Abiyasha says the doors are different. The main entrance is no chaser, the side entrance there is a chaser.
You can lie by the door.
Oh, so they say whoever is more psumanisa. Shumasumi, I think, is even, no? Fashion is even. Hey, you should always do whatever is more psumanisa, the concept. But I don't know if Shumasumi, any door is more psumanisa. I think both doors are used as even.
And where do Rosh Hashanah
lie? They used to lie by the windows. Yeah, they weren't learning, they weren't into these things.
Not by the front door?
What?
They didn't lie by the front door?
No, they live by the windows.
Why did you even do that?
The first year he didn't, second year he did, first year he did put up a system. Yeah. Fine. So I kind of mocked my local, I don't know if I'm confused, but I think it was clear where everyone's coming from. I hope it's clear where everyone's coming from, what the shell is on.
That doesn't have a system in there, which one should you put it by? The door or by the window?
Wherever the window. Wherever you hold the ikka aloha. Yeah. Fine. Just to mention, we seem to now mock my local. You see a very interesting concept that everyone knows you cannot light above 20. That's why I'll spare some NS and fast some NS. We light outside at the place I spare some NS or material and fast some NS. We light above 3 and fast some NS, below 10 and fast some NS. We tishka chamas and fast some NS, katishot and fast some NS. And we keep doing things on white, make a point and fast some NS. There's a Gemara on Chaval Bay is being on Makloikis. If we say kosta zakla or kosta ing zakla, we pass a lokla maisa, if you light it, and it goes out after 1 second, you become kind of mitzvah, and kosta ing zakla. If you light it for 1 second and it went out, you're not mukhuyim to go relight it. Strict, the akhoyim, the maisa, is the same based on the whole type concept and the whole of the meaning of where to light the chanukah. The whole reason why we're coming to light is to refresh from this. You light it for 1 second, it goes out, and now you don't have to relight it. You don't have to go relight it. Kosta ing zakla. For maisa, what else is the fear of this? We're doing everything to go mefarshim, and yet, if it's you live 1 second, went out, fine, the ma'isa, fine, kind of mitzvah, you also relight it. Chazal shouldn't be mesakin, kofs is zakhlo, go mesakin, why come mefarshim the nest? Go mefarshim the nest, why ain't zakhlo? So, today Soskor writes on Hanukkah and Kislev, my Megimel, he discusses what is machlokes between the Yevonim and the Shara Mus Oilam. But Betim, the machlokes of Chokmas Atayah versus Chokmas Yivonis. Chokmas Yivonis is the secular, is the Gashmias. So them, they spend their time and their effort and energy on doing work in a concept, an idea, a theory. And then at the end of the day, they're wrong. It's fine, very nice, spend your time. But what you did was basically meaningless. In society, you don't get paid for your effort. You get paid for what you come out with. You don't stop. That's what your reward is. Where you're holding your life, you don't stop. Chokmas HaTorah is forget. You spend time on the Havmino, on the Svaro. Sometimes you spend much 3-4 hours learning a sugya, and until you have everything clear, you come to Shia, and the Rebbe starts off. Whoever says that doesn't always talk about it, the rips it apart. You mamish, you feel it's rocking. The Maish is given Torah, the Maish is you learned it, the Maish is you stay. And the Maish is you mamish get Skar. Ham Torah can you call them? Chokmas HaTorah is the Iker Torah Shvapek, especially, that's what you want to stand for. The Maish Torah is what is the effort of trying. That is where you can get your schar for trying. A vada would try to get the tzitzah. That's a vada is very important. Try to get the emes, try to get the halacha. But the ikar thing of Torah is for trying. The ikar thing of the society is not for trying. It's to go do and have the tzitzah. Siddham na ischoso, halacha says, Chazal, it stands for Torah, and there is your Torah. We have to do everything we can to make sure it's done correctly. Right place, the right time, everything to refresh from this. You did your thing, leave it as is. You did it, went out, the wind blew it out, the system carried the mitzvah. Because I'll come and tell you this concept, that ikka is your effort. Ikka is for you to try. Do as much as you can. The ikka is trying. The Moshe writes in the Kol Yom, the reform of Kol Yom, yes, the Pashav Eira, over there, usually says Moshe before Aaron, but the other time, three other times it's Aaron before Moshe. It says Rashi, why? They both were equal. Back on Moshe and Moshe, they were not equal. Moshe, they weren't. Moshe spoke to Gosh Bachel Pe'al Pe. Moshe, they weren't equal. So the Moshe, why? Because both gave him the equal koichas and the equal kishroinus, therefore they're equal. And therefore he writes in the Olam Haba, they get an equal skar. Equal skar. Iron, Moshe Rabbeinu was pale pair, and they reached the highest madriga and Iron did. Fine, the Moshe, the ikka is to try and do as much as you can. Moshe based upon this one say Pshalik Ma and Barbat and Afyut, it's more they discussed about certain Moshe, I think, that he passed away, he saw the Olam Shel Emes and he came back. And he saw it's the Olam Hefachu. The world is backwards. The Roshivas in this world, or wherever the Chashuvim in this world and the next world, are not the way and Fakert, the people who are not so Chashuvim in the next world are Chashuvim. This is a Moshe, why? Because some people, the reason why they're shagging and they're learning, why? Because they have a wonderful brain, because their father was Roshiva, and they put in a situation, and they learned that's the thing to do, that's the right thing to do, and therefore it's not, they don't put in too much effort, they're just a genius, they're natural, and they have the chush for it, and therefore they can be leaders in this society, because society needs leaders who have a tzitzah, who understand, who can do. But Olam Shel Emes, we don't get rewarded for that. Olam Shel Emes, what is the reward for? For the effort for trying. I mean, the regular Baal boss puts in his time as koiches, he does as much as he can for Torah. Even though he does not reach the levels of certain Roshivas, he won't get as much, his schar is going to be as much as the Roshivas of the Moshe. A lot of certain Roshivas are that way, why? Because they were put in the situation. Others are Mamash Shtaik for it, reach for it. But Oil the Hepakul is what? Why? What's the schar in the Oil Moshe Lemes? The schar is for trying. The schar is for trying. That's Chokmah Satorah. Because Baruch Hu wants you to try as much as he can. The Rambam writes in Shuvah and Perakei that everyone could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't. Fine. Rama writes you can, but we can't. Says the Mechonim, we all can. We all can be Eved Hashem and given all our koiches. Mashachon, Eved Chonim, Rabbi, we all can give all that we can, be all that we can be and try as hard as we can. That, we can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Olam Shel Emes says that Moshe will get the power like Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll be in the Mechita of Moshe Rabbeinu. You say we should get out from the Indian Kops of Zagla, where the light pierced him in the age. But the Maestro was everyone's affairs, everyone's responsibility. It's not the tzitzah, not the tzvarim, but just try as hard as you can. To do as much as you can. Pony koiches, not to waste your time. To be, whatever, everyone has their own kishroinis, everyone knows their own koiches, everyone in their own place, their own position. Whatever they can do, they should do. And that's going to be the tzchan Olam Shel Emes. That's what Chokmah Satorah stands for, that what do we have to do? We should try as hard as we can. Talk to all of these life, to try as hard as we can. First, do the first block. I do have pages in 10 minutes when I'm recording this.